How we doing?
Phil was saying the other day, he's got confidence in you. He thinks you give him the best chance to win.
Yeah.
What's that mean to you that he's sticking by you through some tough times?
It means a lot, you know. But I know it's I know I got to go out there and perform, you know. So it means a lot, though.
Bill talked about your two interceptions on Monday, saying they were bad decisions. How is that an area you can improve in, other than not just making the same mistake twice?
I think it's just experience. You just got to go out there and keep doing it, and not keep throwing interceptions, but keep playing and see the looks and I think it just comes with experience.
The more times you know not to do it again.
Yeah, obviously the first one, the guy got me, acted like he was going on with the under route, and then the route got undercut, and that happens. And then the second one, it was second and one, so you just got to know the situation and know that there's someone in your face, and you got to be able to make the throw.
So it's a more case-by-case basis as opposed to just saying,
I mean, every interception's like that. I mean, sometimes every interception's different, and they got a story of their own, but at the same time, it's you got to be able to do it, and then you don't want to throw interceptions. That's the name of the game.
You mentioned the frustrations of the night. Now, how do you kind of turn the frustration to something?
Well, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing and go out there and keep playing. And I can promise you that I'll be out there and I'll be competing and give it my all. You know, I'm not out there trying to fail. You know, I'm out there trying to do what I need to do to help this team win. And I thought I did some good things out there on Monday night. And that's just it. You just got to keep going out there. And I mean, you don't turn the ball over. We win the game, and it's a whole different dialogue right now. You know what I mean?
Can you talk about losing Chris Clark, and now you've had four starters at left tackle, and it's instability in such an important position? How does that affect you?
I mean, we're confident in the guys that we have, and they're all great guys and great players. So I'm super confident in them, and yeah.
What does losing Chris mean?
I mean, just the leadership aspect. I mean, he's always been such a phenomenal person in the locker room, and I know he'll be there for us, and he'll be supporting us still. But he was just such a leader out there, and it's a shame to see him go down.
I know that
the Cardinals still being only 2 weeks away. Do you feel like if you were to put together a good performance this week, at least it's still maybe up and down, but it's still trending in the right direction?
Yeah, I do. I think, like I said, I really mean this when I say that I'm not losing any confidence. I know the whole outside world is, but I can promise you I'm not. And I know I can go out there, and I made a lot of great throws out there Monday night, and it comes down to two or three plays. And that's what this league's about, is you just got to make those plays or not throw those passes, you know. So I think it just comes down to that. And if you don't turn it over, like Coach always says, we'll win that game.
What's the key? You had Cuvell Popkins have a great game against Peterson and Smith in back-to-back games.
Yeah.
Especially with Fuller being out. Can you talk about the key to helping him do that?
I think you just give him a shot. You know, I thought a lot of times you even saw it. It was you just give him a shot. I mean, he's a tough player, and he'll come down with the ball, so you just got to throw it to him. And I think we've been doing that all year.
You mentioned that you're confident even maybe outside or not.
Yeah.
Is it easier said than done for you to block out the noise, block out what's said, that kind of thing?
No.
You just focus on what you're doing.
I mean, no, I think it's easy. I go home to a gorgeous wife and a gorgeous baby every day, and I'm going to go out there and play for my guys in the locker room, and I really don't care what anyone says.
I know that you
Yeah. I mean, he's an awesome player. I mean, he really is. He's a smart player, and he's doing a lot of good things, and just trying to feed him the rock.
Tommy, just sell your shoes for a second. Can you talk a little bit about the design and what your cause is and why it's
important? Yeah. So my little cousin, she's Sydney Nihill. She's 13 years old. She's battling leukemia. And the shoe is a bright orange for the ribbon of children's leukemia and children's cancer. And it's got a little surfboards on it. That's kind of her logo. And it says, "No one fights alone." And she's just my biggest idol in this world. I mean, she really is. If you met her, she'd come in here with a full smile on her face. And she really puts everything in perspective. And she's a really tough girl. And I couldn't even imagine going through what she's going through at that age. And to be able to keep doing what she's doing like that, it's just, it's such an inspiration to me, and it really gets me through a lot of things, to be honest with you, because I text her all the time, and I'm FaceTime and Snapchat, and she really is just the most positive person in the world, and she'll be in the hospital until Christmas, and then when she beats it, she'll be out of it, and yeah.
How long has she been doing it?
3 years now, or going on 3 years, two and a half years, and she beat it, and then it came back, and her older sister, Hannah, she's going to Drexel for a full ride in basketball, and she actually is going to, I believe she's redshirting this year because she was her donor for a bone marrow transplant, so, I mean, the whole family's just, they're just tremendous people, and she's just such an inspiration to me.
What's your name? Last name?
Sydney Nihill. Yeah. 13 years old, yep. N-I-H-I-L-L. Sydney, S-Y, yeah, S-Y-D, yeah.
Tom, to go back to football for a minute, how much do you value DeAndre's toughness, like his jersey's torn off,
yeah,
getting double teams all the time? Like when you see that, does that add something to,
absolutely,
like, when he's fighting like that for
it
you?
It just puts so much confidence in the quarterback to know that there's a guy out there that's going to fight for it. And I know if I throw it to him, he's not going to let anyone pick that ball off, and he'll go up and get it. So, I mean, he's just, I'll keep saying it week in and week out, he's the best receiver in the league. And it's a blessing to have a guy like that out there.
Tom, you touched on it. What does it mean to continue to get the opportunity to go out there and put together a full game, get a win, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it all just comes down to winning. And it really doesn't matter what happens. We got to win, and we got to find a way to win. And it's listen, I understand what Bill's saying. It's an opportunity, and he with sticking with me and stuff, but I got to go out there and I got to earn it, you know, because, I mean, that's just the name of the game. If you don't go out there and you don't perform, you don't play.
Especially with your background.
Yeah.
With injuries and transfers and all,
yeah,
that, finally get, like, an extended look, only for yourself. Like, is this something that, you know, you're really...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to put any extra pressure on myself. I think I've had an awesome opportunity here with Houston, and I'm going to keep going, and I'm going to keep fighting. And like I said, I'm going to block it all out and just go out there and have fun with my guys and just keep slinging it down the field.
Tom,